No, I listen to it all the time. I tell all my friends to smack it raw.
Podcast contains mature content. The views and opinions expressed by the host are not necessarily those of the host. Host's discretion is advised. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Smackin' Raw Podcast episode 210. I am your host, the Warden Matt Ritter, also the champ Matt Ritter, because I won Smacked Raw predictions and I said I was going to bring the belt on, so I brought it on. Now we can put it away. And I am here, as you can tell, without my co-host Vince Delgado. We will get into that in a second, but I brought you three very special guests today. So first, from the SheElite Showcase, newly emancipated, you guys know her as KDW, you guys know her as Katie Corbin, or maybe not, but now you do. Stop. Katie Vick, and now officially Katie Kinsey Bebe.
There we go.
Katie, what you doing? Yeah.
Chilling. I got a new name.
You did. So you did.
That's a thing that happened. I got my own show now. So
you got your own show. You're free. We're going to talk about that in a second because that's something very interesting that I want to talk about. But before we get there, I have to introduce my least favorite member of the Get Show podcast. Fresh off a ban for slander. Dude just wouldn't shut the fuck up about Matt Riddle. Even had to get him in his nice message that he sent to Travis and Vince on our 200th episode talking shit about me. But I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to have Charlie on because me, Katie, and Charlie, it would be a fun time. We're going to talk about this in a second. We're going to get into it in a second. Before I do that, basically, he is catnip for penis. He is the host of the apron bump. He is the hardest part of the ring. And he is known belovingly by me as Pretty Kyle. You guys all know him. Kyle, how are you?
Catnip for penis. That's the first
one. Well, this is why. I'm going to give everyone a little peek behind the curtain. So yesterday, Vince let me know that he was going to have to work late and he wouldn't be available tonight. So I went into a group chat and I told everyone, hey, I need a couple co-hosts. Katie, obviously, as always, because she's got my back, hit me up, said she was good. Reek and TC, who are normally first ones to jump in, were busy. I think Justin from Get Show was busy until later. So I was like, you know, it'd be fun. I'll lift Charlie's ban because at the very least I can just mute him the whole show and talk shit. And that'll be entertaining. So I hit up Charlie last night and he's like, well, I don't know. I got to figure some stuff out. I'll get back to you tomorrow. So today I'm waiting. It's SmackDown. I still haven't heard from Charlie. So I hit Charlie up and I'm like, hey, what's going on? He goes, nah, man, sorry. Can't do it. I'm like, oh, that's cool. So I was like, well, even more fun than fucking with Charlie would be Kyle, Katie, and Matt, because this podcast has never been a thing before. Like, I know you guys have worked together, Kyle, and you and I have worked together. Me and Katie have worked together a lot, but the three of us, I'm like, that'd be fucking dope. So I hit up Kyle, and Kyle's like, absolutely, yeah. Then I go and I tell this motherfucker from the Get Show podcast, don't worry, I replaced you with the apron bump. And all of the sudden, his schedule just cleared. Out of nowhere, this dude is like, hey, you know what? Actually, I'm super free. I can come on. So between my love for you, Vince's love for you, the infatuation that Travis now has for you after we did, you know, that episode that'll be releasing for everyone of Return to Wrestling that they can hear very soon on YouTube. Charlie's obviously giant man boner for you. And then we all know about your relationship with Kenny. Like, you are catnip for penis. Like, I don't know what it is about you.
Congratulations.
I have no response. I have no response.
I'm actually in Kyle's basement right now, so
it all makes sense.
You get your meal in 2 hours and just shut the hell up.
Will it be catnip this time? I mean, or will it actually be the dick? Because
I've been good to you, homie. You gotta work for the dick.
I've been good to you.
Yes, this Daddy. Is going swimmingly.
Oh, this is why I was so happy that this happened. As soon as he's like, oh, you've got Kyle on? Yeah, you know what? I am free. I was like, oh, this is going to be great. This is going to be great. Because I love the dynamic between Charlie and Kyle over on the Apron Bump when they do reviews. Obviously, everyone loves the dynamic of me and Kyle when we work together because we're awesome. And then Kyle and Katie, me and Katie. I mean, Charlie's just there, but he's good with Kyle. So
I'm just happy to be here. I'm just gonna see this whole time while you guys talking. I'm like,
I mean, literally, you could have just walked over and like sat next to me in the pot. Like, you're not far from my house. Like,
yeah, no, not at all.
I had to persuade you with Kyle.
It worked. I mean, like, you caught me, like in other ways, but you caught me. So now that's out and about, Kyle, it's not weird, right? It's not weird at all.
No, I mean, us Asians, we need every inch that we can take.
Get the fuck out.
With two of us, we have like three and three quarters. So
I'm the Asian tripod. I got 4 inches. I'm good.
Oh, that's good. Hey Matt, what ethnicity is Vince? If I could ask.
He's Hispanic.
Is he like Mexican?
Yeah, he's Mexican.
Okay, so that works out. So I think Thai plus Filipino plus female equals Vince. So
Oh my God.
I think, you know, if you put all three of us together, it's basically Vince.
So I told Vince when he told me he couldn't be here, because I'm sure you guys have listened to the episodes, but we've had this ongoing thing where Vince says that he's upset with me that we're not in a monogamous relationship. And I said, no, we're in a polyamorous relationship because I'm too much for him to handle. He needs other people. And I told him the reason that it's polyamorous is because he never fucking shows up anymore. Mm. Like, if you're not here, I've got to go get loving somewhere else. And look at these beautiful people and Charlie that I've got to love. So
beautiful and handsome.
Yes. Beautiful and handsome. So real quick, as we always do, I want to plug Young Kings Wrestling real quick in those Black Lives Matter t-shirts. They are NWO inspired Black Lives Matter t-shirts. And if you guys go purchase those, that money goes into a fund, and that fund is distributed to people who have been affected by racial injustice, police brutality, so on and so forth. It's curated and controlled by TC from Young Kings Wrestling. And he makes sure that money goes where it says it's going to go, which is why we support them, to support that Black Lives Matter movement, not the organization. So you guys can get that at One Maneuver. You guys can find that at YK Wrestling on Twitter. Also, it's my pinned tweet at Matt Ritter on Twitter. So anywhere you guys want to go, do that. And I'm going to hit up TC about getting those Wolfpack inspired t-shirts, because I need a new t-shirt. And I don't want another black and white one. So like, give me colors. Give me a reason to buy more shit. I'll spend money. Other than that, very important news and rumors. Today is officially the first day that Adam Cole is a free agent. And it just so happens that it's also the very first day that Katie Kinsey, baby, is a free agent. It's like you guys did that on purpose.
You know, I personally hit up Adam. I was like, can you just wait until like
the end today of August
to drop this news? Yeah, like, please.
Does this mean that Adam Cole is going to Smack Raw? Is that where he's going?
They do need a fill-in.
They do, yeah. So it all makes sense. Breaking news.
I was going to say, if Adam Cole went to Smack Raw, Katie would be back there so fast.
Yeah.
She'd be like, I'm so sorry. I didn't really want to leave. I'm back.
No, I didn't want to start my own thing. I didn't want to try and be an entrepreneur and do this.
No,
Adam Cole, hi, nice to meet you. Like, yeah.
So, also, apparently, Pat McAfee got COVID, which is why he was not on SmackDown tonight. And he was replaced by Corey Graves and Kevin Owens on commentary. Booker T said some interesting things about CM Punk and his promo from Rampage last week. Not a fan, said it was a big miss. A lot of people disagree. I'm one of them. I think Booker T is just full of fucking bad takes lately, which sucks because I'm one of those people that's like, well, as a fan, you should listen to something that a wrestler says because they're in the business and they know better than you. And then Booker T says some shit. I'm like, well, I guess I was wrong.
Yeah. I mean, no one's right about everything, right? In the case of Booker T, maybe, you know, no one's right about anything. So
true.
We also found out that the Iconics are now the Inspiration, and they will be going looking for bookings. They're not officially signed anywhere. We don't know where they're going to end up, but they're going to start taking bookings. I know I listened to their podcast and they've still been talking about how they're still kind of bitter towards the wrestling business. So I don't know if or when we're going to see them sign contracts. We could see them at the Casino Battle Royal for All Out. Maybe they show up at NWA Empower this weekend, which I'm looking forward to. So very interesting there. And last but not least, in news and rumors, we got a new NXT logo. How do you guys feel about the new NXT logo?
It's pretty. That's like, I don't know. I got no issue with it. It is kind of strange because it's, you know, straight up the original one. It looked just fine. There's, you know, if it's not wrong, don't fix it. And this one's all like colorful, you know, it's like something like they just got rid of Jake Atlas. So I don't know what's going on. Like, so, I mean, you'd think you'd want to keep him after that, with that logo. But other than that, I have no
wounds.
Right. But I mean, like Wale is involved, it seems like, right. So, I mean, you can't go wrong with having mainstream stars like part of it, but anyway, go ahead. It seems like you want to say something.
Well, it also says NXT coming. So, like, I don't know if it's, like, I'm very interested in what that means for NXT, because there's a lot of rumors going around about what they want to do with NXT, who they want to focus on, how they're going to change it, why they release certain talent that was young, even though they want to focus on young talent. Like, a lot of weird shit. So, I'm very interested to see where this is going to go and why NXT is coming. Normally I have a good gauge on why things are coming, but this time I have no idea.
Talking about semen.
Yeah.
Nice. That was very on brand.
Oh, my eye.
All right. So for any of you that are new listeners, as I always do, I'll let you guys know how this is going to work. I'm going to let, starting with Kyle, pretty Kyle down there, because I know he hates it when I call him that, so I'm just going to keep doing it. I'm going to let him pick a show. I'm going to do a brief bias run through of everything that happened on that show. Then I'm going to ask my esteemed guests what they're swallowing from the show, which means what they like, because apparently a lot of you on Twitter are very confused with if swallow is good or bad, or if spit is good or bad. So spit is bad. Swallow is good. We'll do the swallows first, then the spits, and then I'll go to Charlie and I'll let Charlie pick a show, then I'll let Katie pick a show, and then we'll see where we're at, because we're going to hit Raw, NXT, SmackDown, Dynamite, and Rampage. So we got five to go through. So Kyle, it's not going to be that bad, Katie, trust me, I got this. Katie or Kyle, where would you like to start?
Let's go Raw. I did not watch Raw this week. I know like a few things that happened, but
just, you're not supposed to tell them that. Like,
I mean, I watched all of Raw twice because I love it so much.
All right, so we kick it off with MVP trying to explain why Bobby Lashley beat up a child. Basically says the Goldbergs are cowards. Priest confronts Bobby, challenges him to a match, calls him a coward if he doesn't accept. Then they brawl, and MVP accepts the match. Bobby versus Priest ends in a DQ when Sheamus jumps Priest. Drew saves Priest from a 2-on-1 beatdown and puts Bobby through a table. And then we get a tag team match because that's what WWE does. Drew and Priest defeat Sheamus and Bobby. Double D says that she is keeping the name Doudrop, even though Eva gave it to her, and then gets jumped by Eva during the interview. Karrion Kross comes out in the most ridiculous outfit any of us have ever seen. What the fuck is that?
Me?
Hello?
Why are they, no. Hold on.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
It's not just Travis, too. It's Travis and Mara. Why are you and Mara here? You're also muted.
Tell them that.
Why the fuck did you mute me?
I didn't mute you. Everyone comes in muted.
Why does everybody come in muted? What the fuck are you doing here?
What is happening?
I just let you run your show when you do shit like this.
Why is Mara in the waiting room?
Let her in!
Are you drunk?
Why does that matter?
Because we've got now a 6-person show and I'm still trying to run down Raw. Mara, also, you're muted, so you have to unmute yourself.
Unmute yourself. Hi. Oh,
I'm muted. Hello.
What? Why is this a thing? What's going on here?
We just finished recording Super Flashy, so we were like, yo, Smackin' the Raw is going right now. Like, yo, let's hop on Smackin' the Raw.
Okay.
Where's Vince?
Vince did not show up, which is why I have Charlie, Katie, and Kyle.
We could use another person.
They're making me answer to Vince, so.
Yeah. That is now Vince.
If you squint your eyes, he looks like Vince.
So Charlie is now Vince.
Yep. Pornhub yeah. Poppy right here. Like
Mickey.
So you're running down Raw. Keep running down Raw because I didn't see it. So what happened?
Man. Okay. Oh, no. We got Sheamus confronting.
What's up, Kyle?
What's up, Travis? Just
how are you, dude? Wow,
did I not tell you are catnip for penis, Kyle? Look at that.
Apparently, I'm not.
Let me tell you what happened. Like, I saw all these people here, but I saw the one person I hadn't seen before, so I was focused on that. And for like, oh shit, Kyle's here. Katie.
Hi, Travis.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing is the real question.
Just cap.
You let him get this drunk doing Super Flash Hero tomorrow and then let him come in here and fuck this show up.
I have had a rough week, sir. Just let me have this, okay?
I was like, this wasn't me.
Oh, it was 100%
my idea. Don't blame her for him. Don't do that.
Oh, yeah, it's not her fault at all. This is 100% me. This was my fault.
This is Travis.
So Karrion Kross comes out dressed like an idiot. He defeats Ricochet. Sheamus confronts Bobby for bailing on him.
Pause, rewind. Dressed like an idiot. What was he wearing?
He was wearing a cheap Spirit Halloween costume gladiator outfit.
Yep.
Did you get to Xavier Woods yet?
No.
Okay, I'll let you go then. I'm sorry.
Okay. Sheamus confronts Bobby for bailing on him in their tag team match. Bobby says back off or he's going to get the business.
Did Keith Lee do anything?
Keith Lee didn't show up. And Sheamus says he wants the business. We got,
you know what? I'm done. I don't want to talk about wrestling anymore. We can leave now, Mara.
This is like the Rampage commentary team.
I'm just going to love Travis trying to edit this video tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to be a nightmare to do, but I don't care. I'm leaving.
Brought it upon yourself. Goodbye.
Thanks for stopping by, Mara. It was nice seeing you.
Bye, you took a good kicker out. Well, she wants to stay.
Bye.
I have to go to bed.
Also, she doesn't watch wrestling and has no idea what the fuck we're talking about. Moist TV. Logan Paul gets booed hard. Miz interrupts. Logan Paul plugs his brother's fight that nobody gives a shit about. Miz tries to take over Moist TV, gets threatened by Paul for insinuating that Jake would lose his fight. Morrison and Miz break up. Morrison says Miz is self-absorbed. Miz says Morrison isn't treating him right. And yeah, we got Xavier defeating the Miz in their match. Then Morrison apologizes. And just as it looks like they're going to make up and fuck, Miz assaults Morrison and officially ends their friendship. Kind of like Charlie does every time we get together on a podcast.
I'm being good today, right? I'm being good today.
Well,
so far.
So far. now we're here to where Randy tells Riddle to not do something stupid in their celebration and then refuses to hug Riddle. Jinder loses to Mansoor after Jinder gets DQ'd. Drew and Priest have a chat. Charlotte celebrates her newest win. And then Alexa shows up and says hi. Rhea and Nikki defeat Shayna because apparently they're still a tag team, even though I swear to God they broke up. Morrison lets us know he is really, really mad at The Miz. And then we have the RK Bro celebration. Randy gets a scooter, and then AJ interrupts, and then they have a match, and Riddle gets a win in the main event of Raw against AJ Styles. What are we swallowing for Monday Night Raw after all of that fucking shit? Travis. I'm talking about Travis.
I guess I don't feel bad. I did a line coke before he got on here. So like,
what the fuck?
You did it off Kyle's dick, though. So, I mean, it was a small line.
It's catnip, everybody.
Coke is coke, all right?
That's how I avoid feeding him. He just never gets hungry down there.
Hey, come on.
There's another taste.
I'm swallowing. Other than that, I'm swallowing Charlotte's promo. Because whenever she's on that mic, she just exudes like she's the queen, and she showed us that she's the queen. And then just anything with Charlotte has been amazing. I mean, I'll give it a chance with Alexa Bliss coming out saying hello, okay, whatever. But before all that, I thought Charlotte was amazing, and And that's it. And her outfit was pretty on point too.
Okay. Anyone else enjoy the Charlotte stuff? Got anything to say about Charlotte?
I like Bliss coming out because it, I think we, maybe you and I have talked about it, Matt, like a few months ago when she first started like dark Bliss shit, where she can start going after people who have done her wrong in the past, like what the Fiend was doing. So now that she's actually going after Charlotte, which is something we thought was going to happen a while ago, I'm for it. And just take the title off Charlotte already. Jesus fuck.
She just got it. And from what I heard, while you were in Vegas, you were cheering after she won.
No.
That's what Reek and TC told me.
Damn.
TC, A, TC, I don't even think was there. B, don't believe a damn thing Reek says. He's a liar.
I
mean,
I believe Reek about you cheering Charlotte and Sunday Funday, which we talked about yesterday. So I'm all team Reek right now.
What's Sunday?
Okay, well, those are all wrong for a multitude of reasons.
We cannot talk about Sunday Funday.
Come on. It's just
There was no Sunday Funday. That's the problem.
Man, what happens in
and
Vegas,
also,
right?
I booed Charlotte. I popped for Brock. I will admit that.
Okay. I enjoyed it too. I want this stuff with Alexa and Lily to be good. Because it's the only supernatural shit we're getting anymore. So like, I want them to make it good. I want it to be fun. And Alexa had a little bit going for her before Eva showed up and they like moved Eva into the picture and took her out of the title picture. So hopefully they can kind of pick up where they left off before, you know, Nikki ASH is champion and all that shit and Rhea. So hopefully it's good. I've got my hopes up. As you said, Charlotte is Charlotte on the mic and you can't, there's not a lot of women, especially on Raw, that can fuck with her or touch her, regardless of how you feel about her as a person or in ring or whatever. She's hard to fuck with on the mic. So I'm with you on that. What else are we swallowing from Raw, if anything?
I'll swallow the Miz and Morrison breakup.
Yeah,
for sure. I mean, it's like, how long have they been doing this bullshit? At least over, it was before the pandemic, right? When Morrison came back. It's like a long, long time coming for that. So hopefully they don't dilly-dally and Morrison gets on with his singles run and Miz, I don't know, goes fucks off somewhere.
And as they've been teasing this, I've enjoyed John Morrison more and more. Like, I hated Johnny Drip Trip, but as soon as he said hurting for a squirting, he hooked me. Like, I was good to go. I'm all about hurting for a squirting.
Now moist wants the t-shirt.
Yep, we've talked about that every week. I need that hurting for a squirting t-shirt. But yeah, no, like, I really have enjoyed John Morrison so much more as him and Miz have kind of started to go their separate ways and fight and argue, and he realized that Miz was just using him and all that shit. So I'm all for this. I didn't need fucking Logan Paul.
I thought it was great that he got booed out of the building because I felt like he was supposed to be a face in all this, and like, it just got really awkward. He was like, oh god, they're booing me.
He got booed at SummerSlam too.
Yeah, so that was nice. That was a good touch. So good job, crowd.
I feel like he should be used to it at this point.
Are we swallowing anything else?
Sheamus and Bobby.
Okay.
I'm down to see that. Like, obviously Goldberg's gonna come back eventually, which nobody really wants. But for now, Sheamus and Lashley is a feud I can be very for. Because,
you know, it's
what's up?
Go ahead. No, no. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
It's just crazy that I believe it was Sheamus, Drew, and Bobby Lashley were like Shane McMahon's lackeys at one point a couple years ago. They were all kind of like, I know Drew and Bobby for sure were.
Yeah.
I think Sheamus was too, but I could be wrong.
I know Corbin was.
Or maybe it was Corbin.
I think
Sheamus
Corbin
might have been
yeah.
at some point.
But still, like, the fact that those three guys were just like Shane McMahon's henchmen and now main event champions a couple years later, like, it's pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. But Sheamus' run lately, I feel like he definitely deserves to be in that main event kind of spotlight because he's like low-key, like he's so consistent, and he's been consistent like ever since he's been there. So definitely happy to see him involved in that in some way.
He's not mid at best.
No, he's not. No, and according to Vince now, he is the greatest masked wrestler of all time. So
well,
that was
Vince
a thing.
Is blasphemous.
Yeah, no shit. Oh. I yelled at Vince for his comments about Hoovy too. You look like you got something to say, Asian Vince.
Oh, no. I was just about to say, Sheamus is the best mass wrestler of all time.
Charlie was just down there bubbling at the seams, trying not to keep his Asian Tourette's from coming out. Have you been Asian? Have you been Asian Vince this whole time? By the way, I didn't. Yeah,
I literally switched it while Travis was on. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. As soon as we said he's the new Vince, he switched it. He's been it ever since.
Oh my God.
Are we swallowing anything else from Monday Night Raw?
It was Randy's scooter cool? You said Randy got a scooter.
Yeah, Randy got a scooter.
What it look like?
It looked like a piece of shit. That's what it looked like.
Well, that's. I feel like you're a little bit biased here.
Oh, really? No way.
Something tells me you might be a little swayed in that direction.
If he comes out one week on the scooter with that dude, I think it'd be freaking hilarious. I'm sorry. I don't know why. Just seeing Randy Orton all oiled up on a scooter going down the ramp. I think it'd be great.
Listen, if he takes that Razor scooter across the back of that dude's head, all worth it.
Razor,
I mean, he used it to beat up Omos, so that's something.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's close. It's not what you wanted, but we're on the right track.
Yeah.
Can you put pegs on the scooter?
I didn't see any pegs. Did he actually unfold it? I think it was folded up the whole time.
He unfolded it to show him that you can fold it back up for travel purposes.
Yeah, I don't pay attention when that guy does stuff.
I know you don't.
Automatically tune out. What are we spitting for Monday Night Raw?
Everything else.
Obviously, I'm spitting everything Matt Riddle hard. So all of it. Him beating AJ, him beating a legend like AJ Styles, his stupid celebration, all of it. The fact that he got the win, spitting all that, because I'm biased, as Kyle said. What else are we spitting for Raw?
Someone edit this out. someone edit this part out.
This is literally the first time I've said, what are we spitting from Raw? And like, people didn't have a litany of things that they just hated for Monday Night Raw.
It's just so much.
I think
that
I'm
it's
more
like,
so like, just like indifferent about everything. Yes. Like, I just don't really care.
About Karrion Kross's outfit.
Oh, yeah. Fuck
sexy,
that. That
was, right? But,
I literally forgot that happened. It's Mr. You ran
Slave.
It down.
Yeah, Mr. Slave, right?
It's Mr. Slave. There's a hamster up there, Mr. Slave.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, scissor me timbers. Oh, that's a different one.
This is amazing.
I'd rather do that for 3 hours and watch Raw. That's why I didn't watch it. When Matt was like, hey, can you come on the show? I was like, yeah, I don't even care enough to watch the highlights of Raw.
I don't blame you. Well, if no one has anything else besides Karrion Kross and my abhorrent bias of Matt Riddle that everyone else seems to love. I'm also going to spit Shayna still being a thing because, like I said, I swear to God they broke up like 2-3 weeks ago and then they just pretended like that didn't happen. They're back together and it kind of bugged the shit out of me that we just pretended that something we were all hoping for just went away. But
yeah, Raw. I mean, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, you're in the middle of talking. Go ahead.
I was going to say Raw. I just don't even let the cum in my mouth. I just kind of like put it to the side and let it dribble on the floor. You were saying, Katie?
Piper Niven keeping Doudrop. I'm spitting that. Like, why? That. Why the fuck would you keep that shitty ass name that because one of the worst people gave to you?
Because WWE trademarked it and it was Vince's idea and he thinks it's hilarious. I do love that Vince she did turn it around and she calls herself Double D, though. Like, I'll give her credit for taking it and being like, all right, well, fuck you. I'm Double D because now I'm calling her Double D.
I mean, I like that, but like, Doudrop, I wasn't happy about it in the beginning. Still unhappy about it.
She's empowering herself with that shitty name.
And now, sure. Now that she's allowed to speak.
Yeah. So are we swallowing or spitting Monday Night Raw as a whole? I mean, Kyle's letting it dribble on the floor. He's not even putting it in his face.
I'm not even going to mop it up. I'm just going to leave
Kyle
it
didn't even look the didn't even look at it while he was jerking it off waiting for him to finish.
I'll let it dry on the floor and peel it off like eggs the next morning.
So you're swallowing? You're taking it multiple times there, Asian Vince?
Char Asian Vince. I sweat all the time. Gargle undecidedly because it was like I want to say indifferent again because it was like it wasn't good, it wasn't bad. It just kind of killed 3 hours for me. So
par for the course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also just gonna gargle it because. Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna spit it because Matt Riddle won a match and that's there enough. So, because I'm a biased piece of shit.
Do you like Matt Riddle's scooter? Do you like a scooter?
No, there literally is nothing about Matt Riddle.
But it's fun. Like, he gets in the ring with his flip flops. He goes,
I hate that too. Like, I got so TC gave me so much shit because when Matt Riddle kicked the steel steps, I was hoping he actually broke his foot. And he goes, there's something wrong with you if you actually want this guy to be injured. I'm like, I'm not talking about like a career ending injury, but if the dumbass isn't going to wear shoes and he kicks steel, breaks his foot, I feel like lesson learned. Ha ha ha. Like, I'm okay with that. Yeah, exactly. So no, there's literally nothing about Matt Riddle I like. And I talked about this with Kyle from Smack Raw last week, where I was like, I love people who smoke weed, but I don't like stoners. Like, that whole stoner culture thing just bugs the piss out of me. I don't like hardcore stoners. And that's what he is. I mean, he's got a fucking mushroom tattoo on his side, like a fucking idiot. Like, just not my kind of white people.
Not my kind of white people.
Well, that's what it is, because he's white. I knew it.
Asian Vince, where are we going next? Yes, I hate him because he's white.
Let's go NXT.
NXT. All right. So we kick it off with the $1 million title going to the moon as the $1 million man and Cameron Grimes arrive. Ridge Holland defeats Timothy Thatcher, then takes out Ciampa. Thatcher fights back, but it's 2-on-1 and too much. Carmelo Hayes gets an interview for his match. We find out that the Index wedding, which is the most anticipated thing, I think, in NXT history, is going to be on September 14th, and I cannot fucking wait. Gigi Dolin and JC Jane lose to Team Ninja. We got Giant Gonzalez getting interviewed and interrupted by Frankie Monet. Odyssey Jones gets an interview. Kaylee Ray defeats Valentina. Mandy tells Gigi and JC to come with her if they never want to feel what it's like to lose again. And I thought this was already a thing, so I was kind of confused. Like, they did all the vignettes with the fucking roses and shit, and I assumed because Mandy Rose, like,
yeah.
I feel like we went backwards. We got a Samoa Joe promo. He basically says, bring it on to anyone in the back. Pete Dunne, LA Knight, and Cool Kyle, not Pretty Kyle, Cool Kyle, all step up. Ridge jumps O'Reilly. Ciampa comes out after Ridge and gets dropped, and then Joe takes out LA Knight. Cameron Grimes tries to give the $1 million championship back to Ted DiBiase, and DiBiase hands him back the title, says it's his, and he goes, hey, something's not right here. Ted gave him a replica belt back, not the real title, and then took off with the real title. We got one last, that damn Ted DiBiase. A beat up hipster O'Reilly. Oh yeah, that's right. I'm going to call him hipster O'Reilly now because he's a fucking hipster. Beat up hipster O'Reilly gets picked on by Duke and then attacked during an interview. Carmelo Hayes wins the breakout tournament. We get a promo from Dunn's group that doesn't have a name. We get a vignette from Tian Sha that I'm going to have Charlie translate later. Boa loses to what?
No, I was going to translate right away. It's like, I suck. And that was it.
I said later. Boa loses to Xian Li real quick. Johnny tries to get the wedding canceled. And Regal says, no, we're going to do this shit. Like, they fell in love here. We're going to have it here. Suck it. And then in our main event, Hit Row loses to Legado del Fantasma because Legado got Electra Lopez to even the odds. She takes out B-Fab with a pipe, then tosses it to Swerve. And as he is confused and trying to get rid of it, he gets rolled up for the 1-2-3 by Santos Escobar. I am swallowing right off the bat that Hit Row Legado thing. I love the fact that they added a woman to Legado del Fantasma to even up the odds. B-Fab now has someone to feud with, which is a great move. I think Electra Lopez is a great choice. So I'm all for that. And I like the continued story and feud going on for that cruiserweight title, which actually, or North American title, right?
Yeah.
American.
Yeah. Which actually makes it kind of important and gives it, you know, some shine. So
yeah,
I'm all for it. What else are we swallowing from NXT?
Yeah, well, picture. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, Jesus.
No, you're good. You're good.
The Odyssey Jones Carmelo Hayes match. I hate you.
Okay.
That match was great, and a lot of people assumed Odyssey Jones was gonna win, but I kind of like that they had Carmelo win, and like there was mutual respect, and he didn't say who he's gonna go after yet. So I like that they keep it up in the air. They don't immediately be like, I'm going after this person immediately, like. Because he's not going to go after Samoa Joe. Fuck no. He's going to die. Damn. So he's got to go after Swerve.
Giant Gonzalez.
Or Kushida when Kushida comes out.
Carmelo Hayes versus Giant Gonzalez. He'll come out like fucking Santina. He'll be
Carmella.
Carmella.
Yeah, you can't teach that.
Oh God.
Sorry.
No, I'm with you. It was a really good match. I had my money on Carmelo Hayes just because I feel like WWE has put a lot of stock behind the guy and he looks like a star. Mm-hmm. So I was happy he won. Yeah, I'm assuming whatever happens between Legato and Hit Row, Carmelo will be next in line, or that'll be the title he goes for. Because I don't think he's, you know, small enough for the cruiserweight title. So,
yeah,
not a whole lot of options unless he can take it up to Raw. You know, they just like moving people up randomly.
Like,
you know?
Why would you?
Yeah. What else were? Oh, you said "I suck" was the translation from that Tian Sha.
That was it. Right? You know how like, it just goes on like ah, da, 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 and then the bottom, which is "I suck," and that's it.
Because I assume Asian Vince knows every Asian language, so anything that they throw out there, whether it's Japanese, Chinese,
it's just one Filipino, Asian language.
Like, yeah, it's all the same. So, you're also right. Cameron Grimes. Like Cameron Grimes has been fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
He got
the
$1 million title. I love that we got one last thing with him and DiBiase, where DiBiase pulls one over on him before riding away off into the sunset. That was fun as shit. And the fact that Cameron Grimes is like, listen, I know I don't look like Ted DiBiase, so I'm not going to try and carry this lineage and pretend like I'm the new $1 million man. Like, we did our thing. It was fun. Now it's over. And Cameron Grimes is over. So to the moon.
Yeah. I like how, like, organically Cameron Grimes has gotten over. Like, he started out as a heel, but he was just so entertaining that the crowd organically started to love him, and how they've kind of just rolled with that. And they're not going too fast. Like, they're not throwing him in the title picture or anything. Like, I mean, he's the $1 million champion, but like, I like how they're kind of taking their time with the build for Cameron Grimes, because I think he could be like pretty huge, at least in NXT in the future.
He won me over in his Haunted House match with Dexter Lumis. That is where I officially became a Cameron Grimes fan. That did it for me. That whole feud with him and Dexter and Dexter's sisters, his Asian sisters, zombie sisters, loved that whole thing. I was all for that shit. So, also Samoa Joe, like, not a fan of Hipster Kyle, but LA Knight, I want to see Pete Dunne Samoa Joe so bad. Mm. So that's the one I'm really gunning for. Give me that. That whole... those guys there, that whole title scene, I'm excited for that. Like, that'll be some good shit. Like, LA Knight can cut a fantastic promo. I mean, he's going to get destroyed by Samoa Joe, because very few people can stand toe-to-toe in a ring or on a mic with Samoa Joe, but he's still got a little something. Hipster Kyle's there. Obviously, they had him beat Adam Cole, so they give a shit about him for some reason. And then, as I said, Pete Dunne is fucking Pete Dunne. So, like, I've loved that guy for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've loved him a long time.
A long time. Yeah. Oh, sorry. No more Asian accent. No more.
I want at least 15 more.
15.
Here we go. Oh, yeah. Kaylee Ray having her first match was good, too. I really like Gigi Dolin and JC Jane. I think I prefer Gigi Dolin and Cora Jade, but I'm enjoying this tag team. I love their fucking theme music, because it's, as we've talked about, Sweet Dreams from Marilyn Manson. So that's really fucking cool. A little bummed that they lost, but I like seeing that they're getting, you know, some TV time. They're actually utilizing these younger women. So I'm with that. Are we spitting anything from NXT?
I'm gonna spit the stupid ass feathers on that jobber that faced Kaylee Ray.
That was kind of rough.
The Valentina or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, was she gonna fly away from this match? You know what I'm saying?
I do not know what the fuck that was. Like,
flies like feathers all over the ring. It's like when Goldust would wrestle, or just like glitter everywhere, you know.
See, that was her, like, you know how Becky Lynch used to like do the Irish dance, you know, if that was her gimmick. This feather thing is her thing, so now she's destined for great things, I hope.
I swear I said the same fucking thing on Twitter. Like, I was like, isn't this just like Becky doing the Irish jig? Like, you and I right now, Charlie, for once in our entire relationship, same page.
Now that you've complimented me, now it's gonna go downhill, because I'm gonna I'm full force now. No, I've been good to you. I'm trying. I'm gonna go do another line of coke. I'll be back.
Okay, I'll be right back, guys.
The Boa match too. Like, I really thought they did something with Xia Li, and they at least got her pushed into a title match. I thought we were gonna do the same for Boa, and this has just been a shit show for Boa from the second he debuted. then like he was kind of like the bitch of Tian Sha. Like he was getting beat up.
He's the Brandon Cutler of the group.
Yeah, he's the Brandon Cutler of the group. Basically. So yeah, no, that's been awful. And then everything indexed, like them announcing the wedding, Johnny trying to get the wedding shut down, all of that is always fun as shit, and I love it. Mm-hmm. So I love me some Dexter Lumis. I love that Indy just talks to herself.
Yep.
Because my wife says that's how our relationship is she just talks to herself and I'm there. So
do you do the stare too? You're just like
only in the bedroom. Hey. Mid-coitus. Like I just stop and I stare at her for like 5 minutes.
You don't thrust, you just let it marinate.
No, I just mid thrust, just stop and I just stare right into her eyes.
You're a slow cooker fuck, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't think I would hear the term mid coitus tonight, but here we go.
That's what I'm here for. Thank you. Anything else we're spitting?
No? I'm not a big fan of the woman's title scene right now. I don't know. Okay. Something about Raquel. To me, I feel like she's been flip-flopping too much. Like she's kind of been big showing. So it's like people don't know how to react to her. So she doesn't really get much of a reaction, it seems like to me.
Yeah.
But I mean, I like her. I feel like she could be something. But as of right now, like Frankie Monet, like I don't know. She did some good stuff in Lucha Underground, but everything I've seen from her after that has been kind of lackluster. And she seems so stiff out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know. Very robotic. Like she's, I don't know what the deal is, but she's not smooth in any way, shape, or form.
I don't know if it's like injuries or something, because like, she's been wrestling for a while.
I was gonna say, like, I thought it might be ring rust, but like by now it should kind of shaken off. So
we'll see. She's a good character though.
So overall, NXT spit swallow.
I'll give it a swallow.
Swallow.
Swallow NXT. That's 4 for 4 on a swallow there. I enjoy that. Katie, where would you like to go next? You just want to stick with WWE and bang out SmackDown, or you want to mix it up and hit some AEW?
You know I have to mix it up. AEW, let's go with Dynamite.
Dynamite. So we kick it off with Orange Cassidy defeating Matt Hardy and then spreading his face all across his abs. Malakai Black basically does a promo telling Brock, apologize and leave before the match starts. Brock does not listen. Jericho basically says he's never going to stop until it's over, and he wants one more match, and if he loses then he quits and we'll do commentary full time, which nobody wants. MJF accepts. Now what was great about this was, if you look back at old school WCW, like Kyle and I have been doing, neither of us are there yet, but Jericho had the Jericho and then the Greenberg shirts, where it was Greenberg Zero when he was trying to get a match with Goldberg. And every time Jericho came out when Goldberg wasn't there, he'd add another win. MJF had his wins. And then he had Jeriblo with Zero. So I like that little throwback to old school WCW. But I swear to God, Jericho was supposed to quit after he lost MJF.
No, you just assumed that as soon as they started the Labors of Jericho.
No, I'm pretty sure that was said. That MJF,
I don't
like,
think it was.
If I beat you, you're done. And then they just forgot it.
I think he meant done with him.
I think he meant done wrestling. I think you're giving them too much credit.
Okay.
That's why you're KDW. What else we got here? Lucha Bros defeat the Varsity Blondes to move on to face Lucha Express, or not Lucha Express, Jurassic Express. The Bucks try to start shit between Jurassic Express and Lucha Bros, but end up getting taken out. Jamie Hayter and Red Velvet kind of have a match and Jamie Hayter wins. Chris Statlander saves Red Velvet after the match from beatdown. The Dark Order fight about Hangman, and Evil Uno basically tells Tiny Hands and the other guy, go get fucked and ride Hangman's sack some more, and then apologizes. CM Punk came back to prove himself against Darby and other young talent. We get a Daniel Bryan hint after some yes chants. And a shout out to April, his wife, AJ Lee. We get a Miro promo. Darby, Mox, and Eddie, which are apparently a thing now, defeat the Wingmen. And then Garcia attacks Darby and runs away. Teikani interview is interrupted by the Bunny, who asks her to join the Hardy family office, another team that nobody gives a shit about. Tay says no, tears up the contract. They brawl, setting up a match for Rampage, which we'll talk about later. Get an update on FTR. Apparently Dax K Cash. His shit's not firing correctly, but he doesn't care. He wants one more match. Yeah, you know, maybe a little blue chew might fix that. The Super Elite talks shit about Christian. Christian tells us how Don is a carny piece of shit and why. They jump Christian, and then the Elite Hunter Kazarian, which I've got issues with that whole gimmick. He saves the day. We got a Mox promo about said Yoshi Kojima.
God bless you.
What? Yeah. Apparently they're going to have a match at All Out. So that'll be cool for those of you who are said Yoshi fans.
I wanted to act offended, but it's too funny. I'm sorry. I was going to do this whole shtick.
The Gun Club defeat the Factory with an assist from the Big Show. And then in our main event, Aleister Black fucks up Brock Anderson, fucks up Arn Anderson, and then Lee Johnson, of all people, come out and ends the show on a very flat note because...
Yeah, the crowd was pumped for Lee Johnson.
Oh, yeah. What are we swallowing from AEW? Dynamite.
Hey, I went first last time. Someone else go.
I like Malachi Black. He's a pretty neat fella. So I'll give that a swallow.
Oh, I love me some Black.
I like
Black on Brock all day long.
This is why Travis left. But no, I like... I don't mind seeing, you know, Malachi Black murder Brock Anderson. That was something I enjoy.
Always a fun time.
Yeah. That's why Travis showed up drunk, is because he knows I love Black.
Oh. Okay.
I mean Brock Anderson obviously got into a fight that he bit off more than he could chew. He was gonna get fucked up. I like that Arn got a piece of it too. It's just give me someone better than fucking Lee Johnson to run off fucking Malachi Black. Like, he should have got his head kicked off too. Like, lay all three of them out.
Weird choice.
Like,
yeah.
Fucking Big Shoddy. No. Didn't do it for me.
Medium-sized shoddy at best.
At best.
What else are we swallowing?
Lucha Bros and Varsity Blondes.
Okay.
I fucked with that match. I love me some Brian Pillman Jr.
So.
What?
They did a promo before the match where they were in a locker room getting their jackets on.
There we go.
And Griff Garrison, whoever the fuck that is, said something along the lines of the Lucha Bros aren't family, but they're family. And all I could think of is this is like a trailer for one of those step sibling, like swap fucking pornos where like they're going to tag team this poor girl in a cheerleader costume in a locker room. And one of them is going to be her stepbrother and the other is going to be his friend. I'm not sure who's who. Like, I got very, very excited and uncomfortable at this promo. Because don't tell me your family, because you obviously there's some kind of menage thing going on there.
I think she's gonna get stuck in a locker and they're gonna have to help her out.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I've seen that video.
With their dicks.
Yeah.
Because that's how you pry somebody out of something, is with your dick.
Apparently.
The few Asian guys who tried to couldn't get her out for some reason. So
the match was good. Varsity Blondes lost, Lucha Bros won. I really need Penta to like wear something other than that. Like, I understand you probably paid a lot for that Joker gear, but like
money's worth
something else.
He'll probably do something different for All Out.
Okay.
I'm assuming so.
Whatever he wears.
He's very handsome.
As you know, I'm not a fan of the Dark Order in general, but Evil Uno putting Stu Grayson and his friend in their place.
Not Stu.
Or no, not Stu Grayson. Tiny Hands. John Silver. Johnny Hungy. Yeah, there you go.
And Alex Reynolds.
No, the other guy. No, his name is not important. It will never be important. He will never be as special as Tiny Hands. He's just he's just the other guy to Tiny Hands. Nobody gives a fuck about Alex Reynolds. Reynolds Rat. That's what we're gonna call him.
I think Evil Uno because
he's
said
cool. Yeah, I was gonna say
that's basically what Evil Uno was saying. Yeah,
you call him Reynolds Rap because he's clinging to fucking Hangman's nuts, like
Reynolds Rap. I just got what you said. They're talking about how he's like rapping, you know, like the kids do.
So, I actually really enjoyed that. And then Evil Uno being like, oh no, you know what? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. And they're like, no, fuck you. You know what? We are gonna go hang off Hangman's nuts. Like, he needs us. I don't care what he said. So,
is the Dark Order splitting up? Are we gonna have like a Dark Order and like a, you know, a Bright Order?
It'll be the Dark Order and the Cowboys, and it'll be really cool because Hangman will come out on a horse, and Reynolds Rapp will come out on tiny hands like he's a horse, and you know, he'll ride him down to the ring. So it'll be cool. They'll probably have tiny little Kurt Angle cowboy hats.
This whole scenario is giving me a seizure right now.
I guarantee you, Alex Reynolds gets a tiny cowboy hat, Kurt Angle style. Like, guarantee you.
I mean, I'd be okay with that, but it'd be funny. But Jesus.
Or John Silver, you know, one to match his hands, so it fits in his hands when he puts it on his head.
Little guy.
I'm also going to swallow CM Punk because not only did we get the tease of Daniel Bryan, which was great when they were chanting yes, mm-hmm. and he's like, you guys might have to wait a little while for that. And then the shout out to his wife who's at home because they're in Milwaukee, but also the Easter eggs that they've told us where you've seen AC written on the sole of his shoe. And then this week it was BW. People are assuming Adam Cole and Bray Wyatt. I just think that, you know, maybe it was cool in there. So he wrote AC because it was a little chilly. And then this time, he wanted to be done in black and white and they fucked it up. So,
he likes Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, Buffalo Wild Wings. It was a reminder of where to go after the show. Meet me at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah. So next week's gonna be BK Burger King. Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna be his gimmick.
I'm all for only Matt Riddle can do Burger King, and I'm almost like swearing Burger King off because of it, because I'm so sick of hearing that motherfucker talk about Burger King. But that's not what we're talking about. I'm all for Punk's promos, and I said this last week, like, I'm not one of the people that cares when wrestlers from WWE go to AEW and talk about AEW. Like, it doesn't bother me. I grew up in an era where, you know, the WWF was running Huckster and Nacho Man fucking promos, making fun of those guys leaving, and WCW would make fun of WWF, and there's like, why not? Like, it's fun. It's entertaining. It gives them something to talk about. Like, why bitch about this? Why they need to focus on themselves? They're fucking killing it. They did what? 1.2 million on Punk's debut. They've been breaking a million. They're 2 years in. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Keep doing what they're doing.
And plus, I think Punk has every right to be bitter at a place that almost killed him. Just saying.
That's fair. I'd say that's fair.
Last but not least is Swallow, and this is going to sound weird because I am a Matt Hardy fan over a Jeff Hardy fan, because Matt Hardy actually does shit and Jeff just falls. But seeing Matt Hardy after that match look like he got his Red Wings, just full mouth covered in blood, and then seeing later like his face was just basically smeared from that cross body, it was a damn good match. And dude took a beating. Like, I don't know if I would have finished that match if my fucking face got smeared across Orange Cassidy's abs. Like,
I've had enough of Matt Hardy, personally. It's like, he doesn't know, like, he's big money Matt. Isn't that what he did in, like, ROH or something? Mm-hmm. I think he, like, takes himself too seriously. Like, he keeps going back and forth between these characters. It's just like, I don't know, the Hardy family office.
Is anybody, oh, no, it's trash. 100%. Yeah. Like, awful. I have not enjoyed Matt Hardy since he got to AEW. Yeah. Which is sad.
Were they always doing this whole delete thing again? Like, did they just bring it back?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What the hell's going on? But whatever. That was me nitpicking. I didn't enjoy the match. Same thing, because it's kind of like, it's awkward to me. Like, you're seeing like him, like, because he can barely move now. You know, I'm used to like, you know, like, flying Hardy Boys and stuff like that. But you see him now, like, he's looking a little out of shape, and you see like Orange Cassidy just flying around. So it was a good match, like, you know, storytelling wise. But I was still like, I'm good with no Matt Hardy.
Like, so are you spitting that? Because we're gonna get into our spits. Is that one of your spits?
That was my spit. I mean, like, okay. Yeah, I didn't enjoy it, but I mean, same thing. Like, I love me some Orange Cassidy, but sometimes it's getting a little repetitive. I don't know. I might be in the minority here, but it's like the whole like fake kick thing. I know it's all very over, and that's fine. But for me, I'm not a fan. So that's my spit.
You spit it, I swallow. We snowball. That's all good.
Oh yeah. I'll be right over. I'll see you in a bit.
No, you won't.
Fine. Let me out of the basement first, please.
I love how like your basement is just a white wall and a sex couch. Like, that's it.
What else does a boy need?
Apparently cocaine.
Well, you know.
Catnip.
Yeah, catnip. What else are we spitting from AEW Dynamite?
Dynamite kind of felt was kind of whatever this week for me. I did like the Punk promo, like you brought up. I mean, CM Punk, like, you forget how good he is. I know we're spitting right now, but you forget like how good CM Punk is until he like comes back and he's still like as good as he was. Mm-hmm. And he, like, in a couple minutes there, he already built the Darby Allin match to something that feels like it makes sense and means something. So
yeah.
Jamie Hayter, Red Velvet, spitting that.
Yeah,
I actually smiled that one because it was entertaining for the wrong reasons. I'm sorry. Yeah, like, I mean, I'm a big Jamie Hayter fan. Like, you know, like, I was watching her deal in Stardom, and like, I was excited to see her here. So like, yay, I get to see her in a match. And then seeing Red Velvet just botch a mania that match was oddly entertaining for me. I don't know why.
So I clearly spoke too soon last week because I said Red Velvet is like a mini Brandi Rhodes that can wrestle. And then she came out and said, no, actually, I'm just a mini Brandi Rhodes. So
yeah, we spent that match.
Yeah,
it was whatever. I do like Jamie Hayter.
I'm really feeling Chris Statlander lately since she came back. So
it's because she's brunette now. You've talked about this,
among other things.
Brunette, yes. I do love a good brunette.
Anything else we want to spit? I'm looking here. We got that.
I'm gonna spit with Kazarian.
Yeah.
I don't like the vigilante.
I don't like this whole elite hunter thing because, like, if you're gonna call yourself the elite hunter, give me some of that fucking like 2000 Stone Cold when he was hunting BX and like setting bear traps and shit and like sending people up into the ceiling and like hunt them. Don't just like come out during a match and then run them away. Like, actually hunt them. Also, we'll talk about it more on Rampage, but he tried to pipe it on a promo and just sound like a fucking idiot. So he probably should have kept Christopher Daniels and let Kazarian go. But that's neither here nor there. Higher power. Also, Gun Club versus the Factory. I don't give a shit about any of the guys in that match.
That's what I want to spit. QT Marshall is what I want to spit.
Yes.
And I want to spit a Big Show getting mad at QT Marshall. Don't look at me. You're looking at me. And he gets like, because he looked at him. I'm like, oh, that, I don't know. Maybe that would piss somebody else off. I was like, no, he's looking at me. All right, whatever. That was pretty stupid.
I wish we could have shot this in 3D just for what you just did there.
Oh, it's like,
yeah. I'd want to care about the Gun Club, but the Gun Club seems like it's part of whatever weird backwards ass faction that Cody Rhodes has. So they're not really a thing. Yeah. And then I don't give a like the Factory was cool for maybe an episode of Dynamite. Then they just lost all their shit. And I don't give
they
a shit.
They were when anymore. They had a go-go and then he lost a match and never came back.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's what he does.
The faction is literally Cody Rhodes just does. QT Marshall getting beat repeatedly. So it's like, why should I care about this faction?
Yeah.
Sure.
Overall, are we spitting or swallowing AEW? Gargle undecidedly.
I'll plug my nose and swallow.
Why are you so descriptive with it?
That's why I bring him on.
You gotta treat it right.
Okay.
I'm spitting this one because, like, I don't know, it was all right, but it was like nothing like because I'm definitely like not a big AEW fan, but I want to give it more of a chance, especially with CM Punk. You know, he's bringing me back, so I gave it a shot. And then all these matches, I'm sort of like, all right, you know, so I gotta spit this one.
I'm gonna swallow for two reasons. One, I'm gonna swallow anytime Aleister Black's out there because love me some Aleister Black. Mm-hmm. I did get to see a couple Black Masses, so that was nice, even though the ending was a little stale. And also, Sad Yoshi happened, and I love that. So shout out to Mox for that. Appreciate that. We're gonna put Sad Yoshi up on a pedestal with Titty Sue Renato and Hiroshima Tamagotchi all day long.
Hiroshima Tamagotchi is my favorite one because the first time I heard it, I think I was drinking something. I almost like spit it out on my laptop. I was like, he did not just fucking say this, but it's you, so of course you did.
I'm not totally sure that's not a person. I think they're in all of Japan though.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I'm also swallowing Dynamite, by the way.
All right. Two left. I guess I'll go next. Let's bang out Rampage real quick. We'll save SmackDown for last. We kick it off. Jurassic Express lose to the Lucha Bros. Lucha Bros move on. They will be facing the Bucks in the steel cage at All Out for the tag team titles. The Bucks come down to the ring to attack, and Jurassic Express makes the save and helps run them off to save the Lucha Bros. Miro beats up Fuego del Sol on his way down to the ring, and then Eddie Kingston comes out and they brawl. Tay Conti loses in less than 5 minutes to the Bunny after Penelope Ford, who basically looks like a Playboy model from the 90s, comes down and causes a distraction so that the Blade.
Blade.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. That one. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. That guy gives the Bunny brass knucks, and then she punches the Tay in the face. The Blade. That's so sad.
Are they really married?
Yeah, she could do so much better. That's unfortunate. Then we get a Kenny and Christian interview where Don is whispering stuff to Kenny and Christian's calling Don a carny piece of shit, which I don't know how we haven't got carny piece of shit as a t-shirt yet. Then we get the match. It is Kenny and Brandon Cutler, because everyone with the last name Cutler is absolutely fucking useless. They lose to Christian as Christian pins him. And the Elite Hunter is also out there as well, because reasons. So, coming off of a fantastic Rampage last week, are we swallowing anything from Rampage this week?
Jurassic Express Lucha Bros. I'm a big fan of both of these teams, and the matches they both have been putting on separately and together have been really good. So, I'm always going to swallow that. Plus, we're going to get the Lucha Bros taking the belt more than likely off of the Bucks in a steel cage. So that's going to be fucking dope.
God, I hope so, because teams like Proud and Powerful and the Lucha Bros, I feel like got the short end of the tag team stick in AEW. So it's about time that they get some of the shine, because we talked about how great this tag division is, yet it's been dominated by the Elite for the majority of the time it's existed. So I'll swallow that as well. I was watching it with someone and he goes, oh, are those luchadors? And I'm like, well, it's the Lucha Bros and it's a luchador dinosaur. So yeah, I guess it's like three-fourths luchadors. Like,
yeah. Three-fourths.
Yeah. Asian Vince.
I'm going to be boring, but swallow that match too. It was just a lot of fun. Like, and I really wanted to see Lucha Bros win to see that cage match. So to me, right team won. So that's the only thing I'm swallowing from this show though.
What are the odds we see a Canadian destroyer off the cage?
I fucking hope so.
And then everybody dies.
Or
at the very least, like, no cell. Yeah. It's like, I'm good.
Fucking spirit.
Katie, would you be happy or sad if Adam Cole debuted in AEW in the steel cage match and helped the Bucks win?
I would. Oh, but help them win. That's the problem. Like, I'd be happy to see Adam Cole be with the Elite, because purposes like BTE back in the day, they were all part of the Bullet Club. But you have to get the belt off the Bucks. I would be very torn. Don't put that evil out there.
I think they're going to be champions for a long, long time. And their funny outfits and silly hats.
How fucking dare you?
Look how silly their hats are. Aren't they fun?
No.
Fucking assholes. But like, new bio.
Fucking assholes. New bio.
Well, as I call them, young cucks.
He does.
Yes. It's Kenny Blomega. It's Kenny Blomega and the young cucks.
Are you excited for the potential the fat cucks versus the young bucks dream match? What was Ever-Rise? What did you call Ever-Rise? That's right.
The fat young bucks.
Well, yeah, no. So RN used to call them, looks like the young bucks ate the young bucks.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I think they slimmed down though. They're looking looking real jacked.
One of them is. One of them is.
I think that's how it always was though. I don't know. I don't care about Never Rise, so.
I fucking love 2.0. They're my favorite thing on AEW. They're so great. I love them.
Stop
it. When they're on 205, when they had their little coffee mugs and they had the that was like the only thing I know.
The show, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think they're just really entertaining. I don't know. Maybe it's a guilty pleasure of mine, but I love everything they do.
It has to be.
I'm really surprised, like, they got signed so quick to AEW. Like, and then became a focal point of the show. Like,
doesn't make any sense.
It's good shit now.
The Dodo, you gave him a please compete clause. Or something. just go to the competition. We'll give them we're going to fax them your contracts. Like,
I really need to know whose dick they were sucking to get on TV and in that spot so quick.
Kenny.
Because so many people. Kenny Blow Omega. That makes sense.
There you go.
I don't know.
That's how they
don't see the big show. Anyway, so keep going. Keep going. Continue. Bad joke. Just keep going.
No, let's revisit it.
I was gonna say that's how Nakazawa and Brandon Cutler got their spots, but yeah. I'm gonna also swallow the Miro Kingston stuff. I enjoyed that brawl. I enjoy God's Favorite Champion. I also like seeing Fuego del Sol get his ass beat because that's his entire existence.
Fucking mask ripped off.
Well, yeah, that's what happens. That. Yeah. Poor if you're not Fuego. Sheamus, you shouldn't be wearing a mask. That's the new standard.
You are not Vince.
No, stop but I'm gonna support him while he's not here.
Someone's got to.
But you know his point is awful and wrong. So why are you supporting it?
Yeah, but I also sit here and have guests constantly come on and talk about how much they love RK-Bro. And then I golden shower all over that shit. Not you, Katie, but okay, just about everyone else. Unless they're smart
Asian
and
Vince,
don't want
to
get muted.
I just realized he changed his name to Asian Vince.
We talked about it.
I wasn't paying attention at all. Clearly.
What are we spitting? From Rampage, if anything, I guess Tay Conti Bunny, because I expected better from Allie, her coming from fucking you know, the Knockouts division and how highly that's touted and everything. Like, I was excited because I didn't watch Impact, because why the fuck would I watch Impact? No offense, Kyle.
I don't watch Impact.
You don't watch Impact?
I mean, I watched 2005 Impact.
Exactly my point.
I watch TNA. I don't watch Impact.
Okay. But yeah, I don't watch that shit. So like, I heard a lot about the Knockouts division. So when she came, I was like, oh, I find her kind of attractive. So I'm really excited to see what she can do. Let's go bang this out, you know, tongue ring, all that fun shit. And she really has not impressed me the entire time she's been here. And now she's actually getting to wrestle and I'm still not blown away. And I love me some Tay Conti from the waist down and in ring. So
You like her kicking ability.
Exactly. That's
Muay Thai.
She fucking kicks. I'm sorry. Anyway, go.
No, I do love Tay Conti, though. I really think she's been shining over in AEW after not being really utilized in NXT. Yeah. So I was really hoping for more. I knew it was going to be a short match because they just kind of fucked the women over there and not in a positive way. So it was under 5 minutes. But yeah, it was what it was. So I'm going to spit that match. Rampage overall, spitting or swallowing?
I'm spitting just because it was first match and then everything else was kind of like a blah to me, so I'm spitting that one.
Yeah, I mean, to me, nothing was bad. Like the main event was kind of blunt. Like it felt like a typical, like, I don't want to say WWE style match, but it's like, oh, the champion leaves and then his jobber henchman gets beat up. Like, it feels like we see that all the time. I did like Brandon Cutler, though. I don't know what he's, I think he's, I loved his dab elbow. You guys saw that when he did like this.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing he does now.
Yeah, it's cool. oh, Rampage feels, you guys remember when Superstars came around? Like the most recent version, and they had like Shane McMahon versus Undertaker in the main event or something like that. And then like 3 weeks later, it was like Fandango versus Titus O'Neil. Like, I feel like this is what Rampage is becoming.
Don't you besmirch both those guys. I swear. That's, don't you dare. Not my watch. Not, yeah. No Fandango.
That's where Titus you draw the line.
Titus World Slide.
Come Fandango.
On. Come on. Fandango's my, I have such a man crush on him. Don't make fun of me. Oh, Dirty God. Dango. Here
I
go.
I mean, is there a list of people you have a man crush on? I mean, one of them is you're in his basement, so.
Exactly. It's a pretty long line. So get out of here. Anytime you have Kyle on, I'll drop everything. No, I don't care what I'm doing. I'm going to be like, here.
Literally no bullshit. That's what happened. I sent him a message. I said, hey, I got Apron Bump to replace you, like with a little kissy face. And he literally goes, oh, shit. I'm free. I can be on. And I was like, literally you spent a day leaving me hanging waiting to hear if you could come on and then told me no, you were busy. And as soon as I say pretty Kyle, all of a sudden it's like, nope, fuck everyone, fuck my family, fuck everything, I'm coming on the show.
I told him I'd give him
some
water. I
have all the time in the world. Oh, that's what it is.
I let him upstairs for a little bit to have some kind of have a sandwich, have some peanut butter, lick it off my, all right, whatever. So Rampage, we're gonna, I'm gonna gargle it, I think. Gargle Rampage.
I'm also gonna gargle Rampage.
Yeah, I'll gargle Rampage.
Yeah. You know, Asian like those events? Porns when like everybody comes into a bowl, like I think that's where I'm at with Rampage. Right? And then they like choose whether or not whether they want, you know.
What? Don't know actually.
So SmackDown.
I mean,
I promise you people are watching this on Pornhub and it like in their you know, suggested whatever. I guarantee you that's in there.
The sad part is I know what Kyle's talking about, but I just wanted to see everyone else's response. So,
I just stumbled upon it once. A friend of mine.
I'm a purveyor of Pornhub, so I've seen everything. I've seen them eat a bowl of cereal out of a girl's asshole. So, you know, shit happens.
Are you looking it up right now?
No, I'm not. I'm getting my SmackDown notes up so we can move on. We kick it off with Becky. She apologizes for nothing. Bianca comes out, says she wants a rematch tonight, and the fans do too. Then Zelina and Carmella and Liv all come out and plead their case for why they should get a match. And then Bianca says, fuck all these bitches. This is the match that the fans want. And Becky's like, nah. And then just leaves. Then a brawl breaks out between those four women. I swear to God, I had a tweet ready about, oh, typical WWE fucking tag team match. And they actually surprised me and gave me an elimination fatal four-way. Because I swear to God, they were going to come back from the commercial and it was going to be Bianca and Liv versus Carmella and Zelina in a fucking tag match. And I was like, same shit, different week. And no, they slapped me across the face with their big SmackDown dicks and said, ha ha ha, I got you.
I thought it was a tag match until like halfway through the match, honestly.
Bianca gets the win, defeating Liv as the final fall. And she is now the number one contender for Becky's title. We got Paul Heyman getting interviewed about whether or not he knew about Brock, and he tries to get in the locker room and the locker room's locked. He's like, no, I stand with Roman, my tribal chief. And then he tries to get in there and he can't get in. So we come back later and the Usos are grilling him about where he stands and where his alliance is and if he knew about Brock. And why is Roman and Paul always the most interesting shit on TV all week long? Like, why is it always so good? And we're gonna get more of that later. The Usos question Heyman. We get Otis defeating Cesaro or Gable. I don't know. Doesn't anytime, matter. Yeah, there was a match. Like, I thought it was Gable and Cesaro, but then I saw Otis in there beating up Cesaro with Gable, and I was like, wait, is this a handicap match?
It was,
and I missed
a DQ. It was Gable and Cesaro, and then you know how
nobody cares. Happy Corbin arrives at the arena. With much more success in Vegas than Katie had, as far as slots go.
Did he have a Sunday fun day?
There was no Sunday fun day.
He lost $200.
How was it?
Yeah, I lost $200.
So it was not a fun day.
It wasn't just slots, but mainly slots.
What else did you play?
Roulette.
Didn't do good on roulette? No. Did you bet on black?
Careful how you answer this question. Okay.
No. That's why. Always bet on black. So Happy Corbin arrives. He's got a new theme. He calls out Big E. He's like, listen, I want to make things right for stealing your money in the bank. So let me buy that shit off you. Because if you cash it in and you lose, your life's going to fucking suck. And they negotiate all the way up to 100K. Big E declines and nothing happens. Corbin's like, all right, well, cool. Fine. I tried to help. Peace out. Like, it was a weird ending, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Edge tells us he's going to move on from Seth to the Universal title. And Seth tells us that he is basically going to become an Edge clone, that he respects Edge. And he realizes if he wants to get to the title, he needs to be more like Edge. And then smiles awkwardly into the camera. He had a lot of holes in his shirt. I think he was wearing some sort of fur fucking scarf, or
I think it was the collar of his jacket he was wearing.
I don't know what the fuck it was.
I'm very confused.
Roman arrives. Apparently the Usos got in Paul's head bad because he is now like straight up bitch mode. Oh, my tribal chief. I'm sorry, my tribal chief. Let me open the door for you, my tribal chief. And Roman's like, bro, it's cool. Like, you coming inside or not? Like, the fuck? Then Knock and Booger defeat Rudolph because Booger's a thing. Naomi, really excited to be on SmackDown after not getting traded to SmackDown because, you know, brand split and logic. And Sonya So Sonya's told Bianca, you're not allowed to make matches, even though every other champion in WWE is allowed to make matches. Sonya dicked around with the Street Profits with them getting their tag team rematch when she first showed up. And now she's telling Naomi, you might not be on par with the rest of the women on this roster when she's a two-time SmackDown champion. And I'll get back to you next week. Maybe we can figure something out for you. So I don't know what's going on with your girl Sonya there, Katie, but it doesn't sound like she's betting on Black either.
I don't know what the fuck's going on with Sonya either. I'm kind of over Sonya being an authority figure. I kind of just want her back in the ring at this point.
I'd be fine if she actually did something and was more of a character and like a main focus, and it wasn't just her and Adam Pearce randomly having discussions and coming to a consensus. Like when there was tension there and it looked like they were going to split, one was going to get one and one was going to get the other show. Yeah. Like that was interesting. Or if she was like a heel authority figure who was like screwing the baby faces and making champion, like they teased that a little bit, but they never really went full on with Sonya.
Yeah. So I'm kind of it's kind of just there now. And
at least they didn't Jake Atlas her after Pride Month. So, you know,
I had to keep one.
Yeah.
Always good.
Rey Mysterio shoves that baby bird out of the nest and says, time to, you know, get out there and spread your wings and fly, kid. And then Dom loses to Sami Zayn, and Rey refuses to let his kid deal with the loss. He's like, it's okay. Bad things happen. People lose sometime. Like, don't be mad. It's okay, son. Like, I would turn around and punch him in his fucking face. Like, let me be mad. Like, I lost. It sucks. Let me be mad. I said it in the group chat, I think. I need Dominic Mysterio to beat the living dog shit out of Rey, rip his mask off, light that shit on fire. Like,
oh my God.
Burn everything down, and then I will give a shit about Dominic Mysterio. Until then, he is just the carrier of the Rey Mysterio backpack, and that's all he is.
I feel like they're kind of planting seeds for that, though. A little bit.
I hope so.
See Dominic starting to get annoyed with Rey. So,
and I need the line about "You're not my real father."
You're not my dad.
Give it to me.
Is it true, Dad? Is it really true?
And then in our main event ish thing, we have Paul Heyman scaring the shit out of me, because I swear to God, when Roman says, Paul's like, well, no, my tribal chief, go ahead, like, this is a family celebration, because he's still in bitch mode. Roman looks at him and he goes, Paul, you are family, I love you. I got straight Godfather fucking Fredo vibes, and I so thought this was going to be the demo. Like, I thought this whole time Roman was just trying to like give Paul a false sense of security before he Superman punched his teeth down his throat and ended their relationship. But that's not what happened. We get the celebration. Paul does Paul things. Finn Balor comes out, who I had tweeted out earlier in the night. I hope to God we don't forget about Finn. And we didn't. Reminds him that he got screwed out of his title shot, gets jumped by the Usos, and then the Street Profits come down and make the save as we go off air. So now Roman has Edge, Seth, Finn Balor, and Brock Lesnar as all potential opponents going forward. What are we swallowing from SmackDown?
Everything Paul Heyman, Roman, Bloodline, because like you said, it's the best thing. It's mainly Paul Heyman's facial expressions and like the little things he says. Even when he was Brock's advocate, like everything he would do ringside, he's very good at like small details like that. And so them kind of planting the seeds of, well, is he gonna go back to Brock or is he gonna stay with Roman? Which, again, like I said, after Brock came back at SummerSlam, I want Paul Heyman on a pole or Paul Heyman in a shark cage match. It's all I want. Just give it to me, please.
Please.
Not asking for much.
On a forklift.
I do really want, like, at some point, Paul Heyman to be outside the ring after Roman match and Brock to come out and just see Paul Heyman, like, look at Brock and then look at Roman and look at Brock and look at Roman and just, like, go off air with him torn as to who he wants to fuck more. For me, it'd be Roman. Roman's much prettier. I like the long hair, but
I mean,
Brock's got that nice little ponytail you can grab onto. Yeah, you just grab that from the back. Like,
is it a nice ponytail?
No, it's not. It's a shitty ponytail.
Well, I don't know what he's doing. What is Brock Lesnar doing? Coming out in his bootcut jeans.
I was gonna say,
jeans and a tank top.
I have not seen that haircut that Brock Lesnar has since like the late 90s.
Like he could, if he just like tied it in a different area, it looked good, but he looked like a little 12-year-old girl coming out there.
12-year-old girl with a beard.
I don't know. That's,
people were killing me on Twitter because they put a picture of him next to an unpeeled onion.
Yep.
Got him.
I guess that's the first thing Charlie said in like 20 minutes.
That's what hit me the hardest of like SmackDown was that. But no, I mean, like, I guess it goes right into like, you know, what am I swallowing, which is like I agree with you 100% with the everything with Paul Heyman, because other than that, it was the show. And like, and like all personal biases, like I like seeing like Gable and Cesaro, you know, you don't see them much. I like seeing a little bit of Sami Zayn, like, you know, it's not necessarily what they did, but who was out there. I mean, like I'm a Liv Morgan fan, and so like, you know, yay, I get to see her, yay. And other than that, I just swallowed.
What do you like about Liv Morgan?
Her wrestling, get the fuck out of here.
Her work rate.
Stop it, man. Y'all, yeah. That's right.
Do you like her at the eyes on her tits?
That's so awkward to me. I'm like, who came out there? Like, hey,
I'll eyes. Look.
Like,
I was gonna say, like, normally it's eyes up here, but no, eyes right here.
Yeah. well, either way, for whatever reason, I like her, and I was happy to see that she got her chance to be on TV. So.
Yeah, I was happy to see that WWE remembered that she's on the roster. So that's good.
Yeah,
that was good.
Also, you got to give Charlie a little slack. He's been slowly trying to gnaw through the chain on his ankle to get free. That's why he's been quiet for 20 minutes.
So. Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry.
I tell you about doing that? Remember what happened last time?
I know. I'm sorry.
Oh, Dom and Ray. I almost said Mysterio. Because it's been planted. Like, he's going to turn on Ray. And yeah. That's something... Reek and TC and I were talking about at SummerSlam, because you know Reek and his predictions like 9 months in advance. Oh, Adam Cole is gonna break up Undisputed Era. 9 months later it happened. Oh, Dom's gonna turn on Ray, however long it's gonna take for that to actually happen. We were teasing that Dom's just gonna take basically Eddie's moveset after he turns on Ray and like play off. Like,
oh, that'd
the
be
whole...
fantastic.
It would, and I
Three
like
Amigos, frog splash. I hope Dom can do a decent frog splash though, because if you're gonna,
he can.
He's not
doing any frog splash.
He does
well,
better
not
than
yet. He does do it better than Chavo.
Well,
that's a low bar, but
I do a better frog splash than Chavo, and I can't even get up on the fucking top rope. Like, come on.
Well, I'm just saying the kid's frog splash is decent. So if he can work on it, then that's what I want to happen.
I'd be like Vader trying to do a frog splash off the top rope.
I mean, he can do a moonsault.
Yeah,
so Vader, I can do a moonsault.
Vader doing 450s. I mean,
listen, the only thing I moonsault into is a bag of chips. I'm going to swallow Happy Corbin. I know Katie hated it. I know Katie hates it, but Katie hates it for personal reasons. They've done a great job with bum-ass Corbin. I still think bum-ass Corbin's more fun than Happy Corbin, but like taking us on this ride of like his complete and total rock bottom decline, just out selling hand jobs to fans in the crowd, to back on top, lots of money, fancy cars after one weekend in Vegas. Not even giving a shit. Like, I'll buy the Money in the Bank contract from you. No, okay, cool. Like, I'm still gonna go like eat Wagyu beef and fuck my wife who's been cheating on me for the last 2 months. Like, it's not like nothing happened. Like, yeah, no, I'm all for it. So
I was expecting him to stay in Vegas and eventually lose everything again. Like, yeah. That's what was gonna happen. But I guess they're just gonna.
They actually, I think they teased that because like they had him in the presidential suite, and then there was another video where he was like at a
cash only motel.
Yeah, a no-tell motel. And he's like, I only got a couple $100, but apparently he took that $100 and re-upped
100,000.
Yeah, made that money back. So,
like,
and then
hat.
Bianca becoming a one contender, I'll swallow that too. I enjoyed that. So,
yeah, I like that whole deal. Like, Liv getting back on TV for one, and then Bianca kind of recovering from the loss at SummerSlam and getting a pretty dominant win. So I feel like that was a win all around. And Becky, like, not just being a smiley baby face, like saying, nope, no title shot. like kind of adds a layer to her character too.
I will argue Becky is heel now, and that this is the first time in the existence of the Four Horsewomen that we have seen Charlotte, Bayley, Sasha, and Becky all heel at the same time in WWE.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely think that's where it's going. Which
because
yeah,
if Becky had come out and just done her man shtick, where she's kind of a cocky anti-hero, that's one thing. But when Bianca says the fans want the match and Becky doesn't give her the match, that's heel 101 right there. Like, the man Becky would have taken that challenge and been like, let's go. The fact that she just said nah and then bailed without like hitting anyone, we didn't see any moves, nothing, like just unceremoniously left and said fuck you and fuck the fans, that tells me Becky's heel, or at least headed down a heel path. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think that, you know, Bianca getting squashed at SummerSlam, I feel like is ultimately going to be the best thing for her, because now she has a reason to recover from that. Like, she was just naive. You know, she didn't expect to face Becky, so she got surprised and just like flash KO'd basically. So now she, like, the fans are behind Bianca. They want her to recover from that, and they don't like Becky. So I feel like it's going to be a good thing for both people.
And like, worst case scenario, like, we get a heel Stone Cold Steve Austin run out of her, where she's singing songs with people in tiny cowboy hats and wearing funny colored knee braces, and Disturbed does her theme music. That'd be dope.
Man,
could you imagine a Disturbed remix of Becky Lynch's theme music?
I'm trying to picture it in my head.
I do it back. Yeah. Anyway, that was terrible. We're moving on. Yes, yes, I did.
The bowl is filled.
Oh my God.
What are we spitting from SmackDown?
Happy Corbin.
Hold on, what's the time code on this? Because I'm going to make a GIF out of that once it's released. Yeah, about hour 40, right? Okay, it's picking a note. What are we swallowing? Is that what you asked?
No, spitting.
Oh.
I'd say roughly about an hour 10, because we started a little later, so. Okay, hour nice. 10, hour 15. Spitting, yeah. What are we spitting from SmackDown?
Oops. Happy Corbin.
Booger, yeah, I'm with you. I'm spitting booger.
Fuck boobs, dude.
Pump handle slam, and
you know, like, because he remember when he was on NXT that one time, and he was like super over
one time,
and then he just disappeared for 5 years. Like, why didn't they follow up with that? Like, he was playing the air guitar. No, it was like what? It's like a random episode. He like was an enhancement talent for somebody, but then like after the match, because he was like air guitaring, and all the crowd was chanting with him, and then Nigel was dancing. Mauro was getting crazy, and then it's like he's off TV. Now he's wearing a weird overall singlet.
Probably because Vince saw it and he was like, I already got a guy that plays guitar. We don't need another one. Get this fucker off the TV. And we didn't even talk about this on Raw, because I either didn't put in my notes or I skipped it. But the stupid fucking Elias thing with the white hat, like, I'm going to spit that as well, where they told us Elias is dead, and it made it interesting and said, oh, like, maybe we're going to get a new gimmick. Like, this is cool that they're acknowledging that they're killing this gimmick. And then they come out and he's like, the old Elias is dead. I am Elias, the WWE superstar now. And then he puts on the big fucking Southern hat, and it's like, so you're still fucking Elias. Like,
so you're still alive.
You just don't play guitar anymore. Like,
he's going to start playing the banjo.
Which,
yeah,
I was going to say, WWE, there's been a lot of talk about how Vince wants to go to more character-based, character-driven people. So we're seeing it with Elias. We're seeing it with Happy Corbin. We're seeing it with, you know, Alexa Bliss and that sort of thing. So if that's the case, whatever. But I enjoyed Elias way more with his guitar losing all of the Symphony of Destruction matches than I am him in a giant white hat as Elias the wrestler. Like
Doug Dimmadome.
Yeah.
Doug Dimmadome.
Are we spitting anything else from the show?
Yeah, where's Toni Storm at? I'm gonna spit that. The lack, you know, of Toni Storm.
That's a good point, because I almost gave them credit, because I was like, holy shit, you had Liv, Zelina, Carmella, Becky, and Bianca. Bayley's out, so she's not going to be on TV, though they could have put her on commentary. We don't know what's going on with Sasha and her anti-vax bullshit. So I was like, and then they put Naomi and Sonya on. So I'm like, that's the entire SmackDown women's division, because again, Toni Storm had one match and then disappeared, and I fucking forgot she was there. So.
Which, SmackDown's women's roster is fucking stacked. Yep. SmackDown alone is stacked. Which, yeah, I'm not mad at. It's fucking wrong.
But how do you not, like, how do you keep bringing Carmella? Don't get me wrong, I love looking at Carmella, she's fantastic. But how do you not bring Toni Storm out or Naomi out instead of Carmella when we watch Carmella and Zelina? But I'm going to cut Zelina some slack because she just got back. Lose week after week after week. Like, if we're going to have Becky out there, give me Naomi, give me Toni. Like, don't give me Carmella and Zelina.
At least a vignette or something, like a little, like, hey, I'm still here, like, kind of deal.
Hi.
But they're just going to let everybody. Like, hi.
Australia.
Vignette over.
Kangaroos. But yeah, you brought up Naomi. That's actually something I want to swallow, because it seems like she's brought over to SmackDown. I definitely see her joining the Bloodline eventually. Especially, you know, how they're like not giving her credit, they're taking her for granted. So I feel like it's gonna build up some, you know, anger in her or whatever. So I feel like, again, more seeds being planted, but I feel like that's gonna ultimately be good for Naomi, and it's gonna add a different layer to the Bloodline too.
Spreading a lot of seed around here.
I stay spreading seed. They call me the farmer. Really don't.
We also call you Pretty Kyle.
Yeah.
Overall, SmackDown, spit or swallow.
Swallow.
Swallow. I'm swallowing. Oh.
Katie swallows. Asian Vince swallows. Pretty Kyle swallows.
It's a full
bukkake. And I'll swallow as well. So I'm gonna start with Pretty Kyle. What was your favorite show this week? Because you watched them all.
I watched all of them in depth.
Yes.
In depth. I would say SmackDown. I mean, there was a lot of good stuff. It seemed like the beginnings of a lot of stuff on SmackDown. And it seemed like, especially the world title scene, it feels like there's a lot of different things going on with everybody involved, plus Naomi being involved. And you have the whole Brock Lesnar with Paul Heyman in between, you know, Roman. So I think SmackDown has a lot of good storylines going on and a lot of like reasons to watch. Because I feel like there's the storylines evolve in SmackDown, whereas Raw is like, hey, here's a tag match. Next week is like, here's another tag match. That kind of deal. So SmackDown is my answer, if you didn't get that.
I'm going to go NXT. Katie Kinsey, baby. What do you got?
See, I'm torn between SmackDown and NXT.
You want me to go with Asian Vince first? Or
no, I'm also going to go NXT.
Okay. Last and least, Asian Vince, we got
saved the least for last, yo. I'm gonna go with NXT too. It was all around enjoyable, so I liked it a lot.
All right, so yeah, fuck Kyle. Unanimous almost decision, as per the Get Yo podcast's lowly representative and the Sheely Showcase, and of course Smackin' a Raw, outweighing the Apron Bumps vote. NXT. Best show of the week. Kyle, why don't you go ahead, tell us about what you got coming up, your podcast. I'm excited because we're gonna get to talk about Taz's package very soon.
Oh yes, it's where are his balls, the ongoing story, where does he put his balls. I think that's all the promotion I need, right, for my podcast?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, the Apron Bump. I actually had next Wednesday, me and Charlie have an episode. We talked about some progress wrestling.
Oh, fuck.
That was a silly episode. That was a really fun episode. Had a recent episode with Katie as well, WCW Uncensored, and I've had a bunch of episodes with Matt. So if you like some of the people on this episode, you can find that on my podcast.
I mean, technically for your show, we've only had two, but we've done a lot of stuff together.
Right, but more to come too. So
yeah, no, we ranked a 2001 WWF show by Dick Size, and then I popped your ECW cherry. So,
oh yeah, it's a great time. Always pop.
Yeah, no, cherries. You haven't listened to that episode?
No,
I believe it's Survivor Series 2001.
Are you talking about ECW?
No. Where we ranked the main event.
SummerSlam
2001. Go check it out. We ranked the main event, all of the people involved by dick size.
Yep. So if you ever wondered, hey, who's is bigger, Booker T or The Rock or Ron Simmons? Well, no, Ron Simmons wasn't in that one. But
also,
Takami Shinoku.
Teaser for those of you who don't subscribe to our Patreon, because I don't think people do that anymore. Kyle and I and Travis did an episode of Return to Wrestling where we covered Great American Bash 1996 or Bash at the Beach 1996. Kyle was our third man and our first guest on that show, and there we also ranked people by penis size. So a little throwback,
kind of my thing, I guess.
Yeah, our thing.
I'm sorry.
Yes. And you did a show with RN from Smack Raw as well.
I'm a whore. I let everybody come inside and come inside. So apronbump.com for all my episodes, retro reviews, all that kind of shiz. So check me out, daddy.
All right. And Katie Kinsey, Bebe, Sheely Showcase, debut emancipation episode coming very soon with you and Savannah.
September 16th will be the first emancipated episode of the Sheely Showcase, I guess is the way to phrase it. But yeah, so if you're in the dark about everything, I left Smack Raw. I'm starting my own thing with Savannah. We have the Sheely Showcase, which that'll be the name of our weekly show every Thursday at 9 on a Twitch, which I have to make. That's neither here nor there. But then Savannah's going to have a New Japan show where she covers the pay-per-views. I'm going to do interviews, and then we're going to do a like a collab show every month. I don't really have like a theme or anything for that yet, but I'm very excited to see what happens with everything.
Hell yeah.
New things are always fun. Just new experiences. You're 25, you're young, always fun.
This is true.
I'm not going to lie. When I thought it was just going to be you and me, I was so going to start the show off with the newest member of the Smackin' It Raw podcast and just watch Reek and Kyle lose their minds hearing that. Like, I so wanted to do that, but
yeah, because everyone thinks I'm in cahoots with everyone. When newsflash, I just want to do my own thing. Sorry,
you're not in cahoots with anyone but Savannah, which is okay.
Which is, that's my girl. I brought
everyone
her
likes a little girl on girl. Like, it's all good.
I keep my mouth shut.
Asian Vince, Get Your Podcast, it exists.
You guys, it still exists. It does. Yeah. But, well, first of all, I just want to say it's my first time doing a show with Katie. So, Katie, I want to say hello. It's been a pleasure. So, nice to meet you. Yeah, so I got a Matt Riddle for everybody. What do you get when you got four?
Where's my mouse?
Mute him.
What do you get when you got four lifelong Asian guys who love wrestling, don't take it too seriously, and like give it a barbershop feel of a god damn it. I went all in on that joke, so like this whole that real joke. So now I'm fumbling with everything else I gotta say. Anyway, Get Your Podcast, we still exist. We're just taking a long hiatus because we're lazy, but no, also it's because we got a lot of stuff to do. We're enjoying the last part of our summer, but we will be back. We'll be back very soon. So if you guys like me, or at least like Justin, because he's fucking hilarious, but like we all together, we're very non-formulaic, you know. We do fun stuff every week, so like hope you guys like want to check us out, Get Your Podcast. And then yeah, that's all that we got going on right now. And then once Kyle lets me out of his basement, even though I live like 10 minutes from Matt, we will do another episode.
So we'll see. I'm gonna try and save that disaster of you plugging your show. So Get Your Podcast is four friends.
This.
Justin and Jay, fucking hilarious. Garn knows a lot of shit.
He does.
And that's all he brings to the show. and then Charlie just kind of shows up. And if you like not funny jokes and you find not funny jokes funny, Charlie is the perfect guy for you.
This is what I do. I crash and burn for everyone's sake. I'm a team player.
Yeah, no, you're kamikaze.
Hey, you know.
Oh, you know. Everybody's holding back a Pearl Harbor joke.
Yeah, no, I was like,
well, who's going to make it? Who's going to say it?
It was either going to be you or Charlie, and I was just queuing it up and waiting for one of you guys to swing.
I once went to a show in ECW, like a quick story, and they all start chanting Hiroshima. And I'm just like, come on. Yo!
Hiroshima Tamagotchi?
Yeah.
He's the IWGP champion.
I should let them continue. But...
And as everyone knows, I am the host of the Smackin' Raw podcast. I am the word Matt Ritter. You guys can find me on Twitter at Matt Ritter. Is that MATTRIDDER? Also, you guys can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/SmackinRaw or group/SmackinRaw, facebook.com/group/SuperFlashShow of Tomorrow if you're a fan of the DC Universe shows on the CW. Mara and Travis, who made a quick cameo, drunk as fuck, on our show, do that. They can be fun. I'm sure this episode, judging on how drunk Travis was, will definitely be worth a listen. Also, The Creation World, the umbrella under which Smackin' Raw exists, at The Creation World, at T-H-E-A-C-R-E-A-T-I-A World, and that is on Twitter and Instagram. We have an Instagram. It's Smacking a Raw Pod. Vince runs that more than he shows up on this podcast. And also, it's over on Twitter, same thing. So please check all of that stuff out. Like these guys' shit on YouTube. Go check out their podcast. Subscribe. Check out their Twitch channels when Sheely gets back up there. Any way you guys can support these guys, I love them all so much, and I appreciate them coming on here. So please give them all the love and support you can. Other than that, for Pretty Kyle, Katie Kinsey Bebe, and Asian Vince from the Get Yo podcast, I am the Word Matt Ritter. We are Smacking It Raw, and we are the number one wrestling podcast on Pornhub.